This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, moving on. This is day two of the signed but not yet ratified new North American free trade regime, the USMCA. And while day one coverage was a whole lot of auto parts and biologic pharmaceuticals and environmental protections, there are some other things in that deal, you know. Like, for instance, it's going to be harder to sue technology companies. Specifically, it protects tech companies from being liable for what their users do. That's already the law here, but under the USMCA, as now written, it would apply in Mexico and Canada as well. Here's Marketplace's Sabri Benishwar.
In the U.S., if someone puts up a really vicious Yelp review of a restaurant, let's say, like really just wildly libelous and defamatory, that restaurant could sue the person who posted the review, but it couldn't successfully go after Yelp.
Liability for online speech lies with the speaker and not the platform.
Michael Petricone is with the Consumer Technology Association, which represents tech companies. This protection, it's referred to as Section 230, is very important to tech companies.
Well, 230 is the law that made the internet possible.
Baron Soka is president of Tech Freedom.
Sites like Facebook and Twitter and YouTube, these things all exist because Section 230 has prevented these companies from being sued for everything that their users post and create.
The same protections are built into the USMCA. The idea is to extend a friendly business environment and free speech-friendly regulations from the U.S. into Canada and Mexico. But more and more, it's not how everyone in the U.S. wants the internet to work.
Section 230 right now is under attack.
Jeff Kossoff is a professor at the U.S. Naval Academy and has written a book about Section 230. Critics argue internet companies get too much protection and don't moderate users' content enough.
So you have a lot of people for different reasons, including members of Congress, saying that Section 230 has to be repealed or significantly amended.
That's led to some griping that the protections made it into the USMCA, but legal experts say Congress, if it wants to change U.S. law, still can. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishwar for Marketplace.